Well, welcome back to our listeners to The Word on the Hills and to our guest today, Donna Wooten. Donna, we've just heard you talk about your nonfiction writing, but I believe you also write fiction, novels in particular. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I did start writing back in the early 1980s. I took my first writer's workshop at the Upper Canada's Writer's Workshop in Kingston. And I was writing fiction back then, and I kept at it for quite a while. I did have to work, and so I wasn't able to do it full-time until I retired. But I always took an interest in reading fiction and in writing fiction, and I did eventually self-publish a book when I first retired, and I also self-published a few stories. I put together a few stories from my first 10 years of writing, and I published them just to get a sense of the audience reaction to what I was writing.
That sounds like a good thing to do to get into the
I did continue to take the odd course, like sometimes when courses were offered through the library or that kind of thing, every now and again I would sign up. So I sort of kept my hand in it, and back in the early 2000, I took a correspondence course with Humber School of Writers, and that really did start getting me focused into writing fiction.
Excellent. Now, many writers also paint or practice another art, and for you, I believe it's dance. Does dance affect your writing?
Yes, it does, and I realized actually writing that book about my father, and as I read about his spatial intelligence, he had a very good sense of what nowadays the many sports people train those who are playing to recap by looking at tapes of what's been happening. My father did that visually in his mind, and I realized that I do a lot of that. I have a lot of that kind of visual movement that goes on in my mind, like when I'm listening to music. And I have been practicing an amateur dance since for decades, actually, for nearly 4 decades. And I do see much in my mind as movement.
Including your writing?
Including my writing, yes.
And have you used that as subject matter for anything that you're writing?
Yes, I am currently working on a novel called Isadora, or at least the working title is Isadora and Lucia. And it is about some current women, but they're named after some historic figures, Isadora Duncan and Lucia Joyce. Lucia Joyce also was a dancer at one point in her life.
Yeah, and Isadora, as I remember, was wild and...
She was a very flamboyant dancer, yes, and she was totally undisciplined, which is completely the opposite to the kind of dance that I have practiced. And I have practiced the Margaret Morris method, and she was a contemporary of Isadora Duncan, and Lucia Joyce at one point was her student. And she, Margaret Morris developed a very methodical dance based on color grades, whereas Lucia or Isadora was a very flamboyant dancer who liked to be on stage, and as you know, she ended in a tragic death with having been strangled by a scarf.
Yes, I remember that. And it seems you don't only write for adults, but you're using dance to write for children too.
Yes, I have actually written a few things for children, none of which has seen the light of day or print. But currently I have worked on a book that's not, again, nonfiction, and it's about someone that I met in 2010 when I was in Chichester, England. And this man, Vincent Hantam, is a retired principal dancer with the Scottish Ballet. And he came and joined our Margaret Morris Method summer workshop. It was an international workshop. And he was asked to dance for us Storms of Africa, which is a piece that was choreographed for him. And it was very moving. And his story is like a South African Billy Elliot story.
Oh, wow. That does sound interesting. Is it going to be a picture book or a chapter book?
We would like it to be a picture book. It certainly is being written as a picture book. And that would depend on if I can find a publisher, how that would go about, whether it would be drawn or whether we would use photographs. There's many photographs of him. He was recently, this past summer, I had occasion to meet up with him on two occasions. When I was in July, I was at the dance workshop at Trent University, and we went over some of the writing that I had written, and he corrected much of it and set the record straight and many other aspects of his life. And then I met up with him when he was a guest teacher at the Cecchetti School, and he was teaching for the Cecchetti for a week in August, and that was housed at the National Ballet School on Jarvis Street. And he has a wonderful following. He's a very he's not, you know, flamboyant in the way as we were describing Isadora, who again had no discipline. She just kind of did her own thing, whereas Vincent has a very good training, and he trained when he was a teenager. He got interested in dance, and he was invited by a teacher in the townships. And within years, he had a scholarship to go to the Royal Ballet Company in London.
Oh, very interesting story. I hope the book does come out in picture form. It'd be really interesting to see that.
It would be very interesting, yes.
And I remember attending a reading in Toronto at which you read a poem, also inspired by someone in real life in the dance, and this time it was a child.
Yes.
And
I do get inspired sometimes by just things that you see, and in some way you're reflecting. And one summer when I was, as I said, at this dance workshop that is held in Canada at Trent University, it attracts children. And we do attract teachers, international teachers from all over. And one of the ladies who's been involved for decades in dance brought her granddaughter. Often people bring children, and the granddaughter inspired this poem. So shall I read it for you?
Please.
Child dancing. Summertime, a picnic table, empty after the evening meal. We've congregated, ladies who dance together, outside where there's still light. A granddaughter climbs up and starts to dance, absorbed, the music in her head, oblivious to her audience. Protect this moment.
Thank you, Donna, and thanks for joining us today. And thank you, too, to our listeners for tuning in today. We hope you'll join us every week at this time to meet other writers in the region. Our guests in coming weeks write everything from mysteries and thrillers to children's books, and from biographies to travel, from poetry to plays, and so much more. If you are listening and you're an author and would like to be interviewed, or know someone who would like to participate in the program, please write to us at thewordonthehills@gmail.com. If you would like to read a sampling by some of the authors who will be interviewed on this program in the coming weeks, buy or borrow a copy from the library of the 2012 anthology Hill Spirits. It's available at the Avid Reader in Coburg and Lighthouse Books in Brighton. And to find out more about Spirit of the Hills, investigate our website, www.spiritofthehills.org. Thanks again for joining us, Gwyn Sheltimer and Felicity Signal Reed, today on The Word on the Hills.